let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The inspiring story, Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip H. Duda, is about three sick children in need of a miracle and the lengths to which loved ones will go to help them. It's a reminder that hope, faith, and prayer have power no matter who you are, from the poorest to the richest. Jim knows his son Mark is sick and dying, and it's clear the doctors can do nothing more to help him. When Jim hears about a hidden valley way up north where people say a miracle happened long ago, well, he wonders if this place could bring Mark a miracle too. But what draws Jim and many others to the valley is much more than a legend. An unknown force has brought them there for a reason. Philip Duda, the author, is a multitasking person, an inventor, artist, poet, and father. He received a worldwide Silver Poetry Award, among other many acclamations for his writing. A military veteran with 20 years of service, knowledgeable in many disciplines of science and other intellectual endeavors, Philip does his best to answer questions about what is, what can be, and what should be. He enjoys fishing, prospecting, traveling, meeting other people, and exploring flea markets and estate sales, looking for unique and unusual items. Philip H. Duda, author of Miracle of the Northern Lights, is our guest on This Week in America. Philip, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very kindly. Appreciate it.
This is such a moving book, and I'm really looking forward to having this conversation. I mentioned the Poetry Awards. You're an accomplished author. Is this book, Miracle of the Northern Lights, linked in any way to the acclaimed poetry book you wrote recently, Confines of the Mind?
Yes, it is. On page 53 is the introduction to Confines of the Mind that had gone to the prestigious Frankfurt Book Fair this past October.
You know, and that really is prestigious. That is an international affair of acclaim. Talk about the importance of that and what this feels like to have your book featured there.
Oh, it was interesting. People had contacted me once the book came out and had asked me, you know, would you consider, you know, Confines of the Mind going to the Frankfurt Book Fair? Well, I had to check out what the Frankfurt Book Fair was in Germany. If it was reputable and it was established, you know, first.
Yes.
I found out that it was, and that was the main thing right there, that it was established, and it was, you know, the prestigious one in the world, what I heard of. And then after that, you know, it would be, you know, some of the others.
Yes, that's not just the Frankfurt, others and book fairs here in the country as well, a number of book signings, that type of thing that Philip has had for his books. The book in particular we're focusing on is Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip Duda. That's D-U-D-A. Book available Amazon, all of the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about how this book came about. Mentioned it was linked to the poetry book, Confines of the Mind. What was it about that in the poem in Confines of the Mind, that page that you talk about, that led to Miracle of the Northern Lights?
Well, first of all, I had a dream. It was so vivid, I could actually smell smoke and actually feel snow coming down and hitting my skin. And when I woke up, I smelled smoke. And that was with my first wife before she died. She encouraged me, before she died in 2002, to write the book after I had told her about it, which shocked her. But then she passed, so from 2002 until 2021, it took me a lot just to get it together. So in 2021, it finally came out in November, by my understanding. And it's one that will grasp you, because people have to put their own faces on it. They have to put their own religions on it. They have to put their own way of thinking on it. There is nothing categorically as to who is what, except in the beginning, there's this one old gentleman where this group of people, they were thrown out of their village and other areas. They were kicked out of their land and sent into the mountains to die because of their beliefs for one reason or another. A strange occurrence you know, had actually occurred during a blizzard when they thought they were all going to die. There was, the kids were praying in their own ways, in their own religions. And you see, this tattered old man, he's in rags, patchwork clothes, holding a lantern to guide them through the ice and snow. And basically, it brings them into a valley. And when they get into the valley, they can't believe what they see. There's an old village, so old, they can't even determine what it is. And next thing you know, here they are, sick and dying. Well, you don't have the northern lights above. And what happens is that the northern lights actually descend upon this village. All of them that were sick, miraculously, came about and were healed. Well, they wondered why, and this old man had talked to them. And he said this one thing, what dreams are theirs, what showeth from gathered from there to here. Rainbows not seen from there but here. Child see things that are clear. And that was a gift to them to ponder on, to think about, to wonder about. And it brings these three kids into play. This is way in the future now. This miracle has never happened again. Yet, for some reason, whether it be the stars, the skies, beliefs, or whatever, all over the world, everything came together. And here's these three kids from different parts of the world. One kid was born a blue-black baby. He is sick and dying. There is no way, but he's still struggling. The second one is this farmer's child. He has a cleft foot, and he had gotten cut. Now he has an inborn blood disease. This inborn blood disease is killing this one child. None of them have the money. And then we come to the third one. Oh, this girl, here she is. She loves to play soccer, or what they call football. And it's like going, my Lord, you know, hey, God, what's going on? What happens is that her and her dad were actually going by an old factory. The factory blew up. The dad covered her to keep her from getting hurt. Well, lo and behold, what had gotten on the fire and came from the fire was toxic waste. Now, at this turn, the child is little by little getting cancer. There is no treatment for her. She is now in stage 4 cancer. So all these kids, the only thing they want to do is see the northern lights before they pass on. That's all. Nothing in this world except to see the northern lights so that they can be in the grace of their own God. Never mind, you know, different names, yes. But it's just one God. Well, what happens then is that these people are too poor, so everybody's trying to help them. Well, an unknown benefactor comes into play, and lo and behold, where do they go? They get into the valley. But like I said, there's this one old guy from the beginning that has followed this whole sequence. And then we go from there. What questions do you have?
It's such a remarkable story, and a story well told as you're giving us the background of the book, and so well written in the book, Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip Duda. That's D-U-D-A if you're Googling. Book available. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You look just, and the cover is so well done. You look at that, and there's something mystical about that that draws you to that. Just the picture, Miracle of the Northern Lights. Did you draw any of the pictures for the book?
No. When I asked him to do the picture, but I specified you had to show the Northern Lights coming in. You had to show a village on that of a lake as you are facing it.
Yes.
And if you're going to look in certain places, there's actually a fallen star, too, that comes down. They have to look very, very closely, which is the Star of Hope. That is the main thing. It is the Star of Hope. Everyone needs hope. Everyone's needs faith.
Yes.
Everyone needs a dream to pursue, regardless whether anybody makes fun of it or not. You need to pursue that dream.
And you tie all of that together so well, and you mentioned this is something that everybody may interpret a little bit differently as they're reading it and putting themselves or people they know and in the role of some of the characters in the book, Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip Duda, D-U-D-A, book available Amazon, all of the usual places. In the book, you talk about rainbow trees. I'm curious if some of these, if there's a basis in fact for some of the items you describe in the book. Rainbow trees, are there such a thing?
Yes, there are such a thing. And up here in Laurel Hill, we only have two that were planted in Clary Park. And you can actually physically see them within a couple of few years. The bark will peel. As the bark peels, you will actually see rainbow colors on the bark itself and on the tree itself.
Wow.
And that's just like when you're going to say about rainbow crystals. Yes, there are rainbow crystals. You have rainbow quartz, you're going to have various types of obsidian, you're going to have tanzanite, you're going to have all kinds of different ones that have the rainbow colors involved within them. One just has to look and see the majesty of all of it and the brilliance and how it was put together. And we still don't understand how Mother Nature and how the Almighty could have done this.
You mentioned something that's so important is looking and seeing. We sometimes look, we don't often sometimes see what's there. And you sort of bring all of that literally into focus as you're telling your story, Miracle of the Northern Lights, Philip Duda. You'll see in reading the book why it's received rave reviews, international rave reviews. It's a really compelling and inspirational story. I'm going to go back to the old man for a second that you were describing. Talk a little bit about him and his connection within the story frame, because he really is key, isn't he? And it takes a while before we fully understand the story of the old man.
Yes, the old man, like I said, in the beginning, here's these people. They are thrown out of their lands, their villages. All of them have come together trying to get further and further up into the high valleys that they were told a long time ago may be there. And this old man, just all of a sudden, when the children are praying in their own language, in their own ways, along with the adults, just hoping that something will happen as they feel that they are dying because of this blizzard, this old man holds a lantern, and he just all of a sudden shows up and brings them up through this valley. And all of a sudden, in the mountain, you're going to just see a flash, almost like a finger going through the mountain. And it leads into this wondrous, hidden valley. And like I said, the village itself had been there for countless years. They may say thousands of years or tens of thousands of years. Nobody really knew. But the old man brings them there, says the words to them, and they ponder that. And then the Northern Lights actually, that one day, descended upon this village in a brilliance where it almost blinded them, they thought. But everybody had been healed. Now, further on in the story, you're going to see this old man again with this farmer's child and his sister. They're in the library and trying to figure out what's going on with all these different manuals and everything, because everything shows on a scrimshaw, on a whale's tooth, like fine art.
Yes.
And they're trying to figure out, along with some of the old languages of the northern areas, okay? And they call it the Northlands, which could be anywhere up north in high Europe or anything of this nature. So next thing you know, y'all, here they are, you know, struggling and everything. This old man turns around and brings this book to them, puts it on, and tells them that this may help you. Well, they go through this old book, and they bring it to the librarian, and she's over, we don't even have this registered. Have you ever heard of angels? And the kids looked at her mysteriously and go and says, she's over, that was probably one of them that gave you a gift so that you can interpret all of this. Well, they take the book back and they interpret what is said within that book. And then it goes through many series of where the kids, because they are so sick, one in particular, Tom's son, he asked God for one favor. But that's within the book you're going to have to read. But when you do, make sure you're going to have a tissue. Because
I'm getting chills and yeah, a little teary-eyed just in hearing the story and where it goes. So I can imagine for those people reading it are going to be moved. A few minutes left in the program. I ask you about the rainbow trees. Thankfully, they exist. I love that, the rainbow crystal. You talk about puzzle boxes. Are there such things as puzzle boxes?
Yes, there are.
Ooh,
some of them are very much so, you know, I mean, very intricate. And yes, there are puzzle boxes. They go and they have them all over the world. They have them in Europe. They go and they have them, as they say, in Japan, which makes them, you know, different types of puzzle boxes. Yes, puzzle boxes do exist. Some of them are elaborate. Some of them are very simplistic. You know, that even nowadays you can find a puzzle box, which is very simplistic. But it takes a master to make such a puzzle box. And yes, they do exist, but they are so rare to even find.
The book is Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip Duda, D-U-D-A. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can link on to Philip's Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Such a background, impressive background in writing stories and poetry. How long have you been writing?
I've been writing ever since I was a child. And the first book I ever wrote, I gave away to some people that I knew, which were called The Walters. And that book itself, you know, I had put, you know, just on paper and stuff like this. And that particular book in the beginning, I mean, you talk about 9, 10 years old that I had given away in writing. That one there was called The Legend of the Water Eye, which never has been published, but hopefully it's still out there somewhere in just cursive.
That's so fascinating. It began at an early age, something you've done throughout your life and been able to inform and entertain and educate so many people with your stories and the poetry. This book certainly falls in that inspirational category. I mentioned this gives you, it's sort of a reminder that hope, faith, prayer have power. No matter if you're rich or poor, talk about what you hope the takeaway is. As people read Miracle of the Northern Lights, they'll be certainly entertained, but it's deeper than that. What do you hope they take away after they read Miracle of the Northern Lights?
Well, that's like right now I'm sitting on over 1,200 poems. I'm working on 4 new books. I want them to feel from inside that says everything's not that bad. When you least expect a miracle to happen, one possibly could, but you can't look for it. It's just going to happen. That maybe within the frame of this book, you know, people around the world can say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we should get together, you know, and help solve instead of, well, I'm the most powerful, you know, and try to crush the weak or the way that they're thinking, you know. Maybe we, as one world and one people, the people that, you know, are put down can come together somehow, use their ideas for the betterment of the world instead of, you know, letting these big companies or other people say, hey,
yes,
you know, we're in charge. But it's for them to realize that there is potential in everybody. I don't care if the person is autistic. I go on and have people that I know that are autistic. I go and I have nephews, and I go and I have grandsons, which is autistic. Yet in all of them, they have a genius level. One of them, I put that one nephew up against the experts in dinosaurs. He knows about dinosaurs. And another one, he's working with computers.
Amazing.
You know, and you're going to think autistic kids working with, you know, that. No. And like being on a school bus, they were trying with this one autistic kid to get him to talk. Well, I noticed him using his hands. And, oh, that there is his shark. Well, you use those imitations to bring words. And next thing you know, the teacher comes up, you know, this was years ago, and says, my God, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? He said, he actually is making sentences, and we could never get to him. We did not know how.
Wow.
Well, it's the simplest thing. Observe. Help. You know, these kids, you know, no matter how bad they are, they have knowledge, which the adults just deny and throw away.
Well, you,
some of that knowledge is so critical.
You've tapped into that, and you teach us all to do that. While, again, entertaining us, but the book is so much more. It's a book that needs to be in every home library. Miracle of the Northern Lights. Philip Duda, the author, and our guest. That's D-U-D-A. Book available, I'll mention Amazon, but all of the places, the Amazon link is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned everything, all the poems you're working on now. What can we expect to see next? What's close to publication?
I have to be able to type out the poems and stuff, and that's just like with DreamWorks. They asked me about Miracle of the Northern Lights and possibly actually making a movie out of it and a possibly screenplay, but I did not want to do anything ahead of time, you know, until I actually talked to everybody, you know, and of course funding is, you know, just normal trying to find it, you know, within
yes.
your own means, but we just keep going.
Well,
you know, and I'm hopeful that, you know, within the next year, I can have a couple more poems, books out, and even a couple of the stories that I'm writing.
That would be, everybody will look forward to that. I hope we have an opportunity to talk about the next books that you have out. And good luck in terms of a screenplay, because this is a story that has all the visual aspects you can tell by just looking at the color. I mentioned the, you know, the puzzle boxes, the rainbow crystal, that type of thing, rainbow trees. It's just such a wonderful, powerful, inspirational, motivational story, a story of hope. The book is Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip Duda, D-U-D-A. Philip, a pleasure having you on the program. Would love to be able to do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us.
And listen, y'all have a very good day. And please, everybody, stay safe and help each other. And I appreciate that.
Well, that's the message in the book. Help each other. Miracle of the Northern Lights. Philip Duda, our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program. After these messages,
you're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.